up at RevoKnives.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Last week, we didn't know what happened in China, but here's what happened. President Xi Jinping, he went before his military, and here's what he said to them, quote, "In the face of wars that may be imposed on us, hint, hint, that may be imposed on us," is he saying like there is a war that is being imposed on Russia? Well, in the face of wars that may be imposed on us, we must speak to the enemies in a language they understand and use victory to win peace and respect. In the new era, the People's Army insists on using force to stop fighting. Our army is famous for being good at fighting and having a strong fighting spirit. With millet and rifles, it defeated the Kuomintang army equipped with American equipment. It defeated the world's number one enemy armed to the teeth on the Korean battlefield and performed mightily and majestic battle dramas that shocked the world, that caused ghosts and gods to weep. So, we didn't know, I know that this audience, you didn't know that Xi Jinping addressed his military. You see, China's ready for the coming war. China and Russia just completed their visit, Ping with Vladimir Putin. They declared to the world that China and Russia is taking a stand firmly against empire and the globalist West. England, all the European nations, any nation that has aligned itself with America's hegemonic rule of the world. They defiantly, we didn't see it this way, but the American Pentagon and the Pentagon, or the British, and these individuals in Pilgrim Society, the secret societies in Europe and in New York City, that have made it clear since 1902, they are the individuals, the families that have the mandate to rule the world in Pilgrim Society. They stated in 1902 that they were beginning the procedure and the process of taking over the world. Every continent, every ocean, every nation, economically, politically, ruled by a small group of individuals. Families, corporations would be their tool, one of their tools. The governments of the nations would be an additional tool. Their collective military, the United States, we have our own military, then we have our secondary military and NATO nations. We have the hidden ghost military in via the CIA globally. This is the big military. This is the extension of Adolf Hitler's SS throughout the world. Not in every nation. Not in China. Not in Russia. Pretty much the other nations, yes. Saudi, the Arab nations to a great degree. But not China, not Russia. Russia and China have made the declaration they are at war with the New World Order Illuminati Luciferians. They're at war with them. It's not just a war against pen and paper. It is a war against spiritual battles. That is the war that Russia is fighting in Ukraine against a religion called Nazism. Nazism, the objective of Nazism is to destroy all Jesus Christ-based religions internationally. And that is the objective of all of the occult societies internationally also, regardless of the name. Freemasonry, the Jesuits, Skull and Bones, etc., etc. So, China and Russia made the declaration to empire, the European nations, the NATO nations, we are at war with you. We are not going along with your plans. We are going to distance ourselves from America, your petrodollar system. We're going to distance ourselves from that control system. We are out of it. We are done with it. We've been working for 20 years to put in an alternate system of economies, of trade, of commerce, of dialogue, and we're done with the globalist West system. We're watching it. Prophecy is being fulfilled. In the Bible. It is in the Bible.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The of everything that stands the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Okay, continuing. So this is what happened 10 days ago, almost 2 weeks ago. China and Russia have declared to the globalist West and all of the nations, they understood clearly what was happening with Russia and China in the meetings with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin in Russia. They made the declaration. Two reasons, or two main things that happened in the declaration. We are telling America and the Luciferian Illuminati globalists, we are not going to be part of your control system ever again, period. We won't be controlled by you. We're done. And we are, secondly, we're telling the world, all the other nations, if you want to continue to be bound under the bondage, the control, the dictatorship of America from a distance using their petrodollar system, if you want to continue to be ruled by the IMF, the World Bank, then go right ahead. Either that or else join the resistance. We want you in our trade system, in our trade network. It will be fair trade. You can trade with your own dollars, with your own currencies. We'll work with you. And the U.S. is going to a digital system. They're going to go to a digital system so they can control every penny, every dollar, everything. Well, don't be involved in their system. We are also going to have currencies in our network that we'll work and trade with. We will also have a digital system in our network. And our digital system, there are going to be there will be protections. There are going to be instruments so that everything will be fair across borders. But in the globalist West, the World Economic Forum, that system will have one central control mechanism, and all the nations in that system will be controlled by that mechanism. There will be balances, there will be protections in our system, and here's what's happening. More prominent countries are abandoning the United States dollar, and they are also ignoring to boost oil production. No more petrodollar trade, no more petrodollar control, and no more dictatorship from the United States of America telling the oil producing countries to produce more, to produce less for the benefit of empire. Saudi Arabia is looking at what's happening, according to Elijah J. Magnier, and he was talking to the Russian paper. He said that humanity is facing a dawn of a new world, and this is absolutely true, as a consequence of the U.S. proxy conflict in Ukraine. The United States has sown to the wind, it's reaping the whirlwind, which has sparked an economic crisis and civic disorder in the West. Look what happened at the Silicon Valley Bank. You think this was accidental? No. The writing's on the wall for these globalists. They're trying to get their money and run as fast as they can. And the Bible said that God says that America, in the last decade, her judgments would begin. And her judgments would begin economically, militarily. Even though in spite of the technology and how powerful she is, America is still going to be powerful. But you might say that the I-beams that have held everything, the structure together, throughout the last 200 years. Salt water has been eating away at those beams. The beams are rotted through. They're weak. It's going to collapse. What we are as a nation, as a culture, spiritually, is no longer able to carry the weight of the evil in this nation. Spiritually speaking, the spiritual weight that was the foundation, the spiritual background of this nation, has, because of a great apostasy with the Christian churches in this country not being light, they haven't been shining the light on the evil. They've been building churches. They've been building, doing their programs. They haven't been salt. Salt has a killing effect. You use salt if you want to dry meat, hang it up, let it dry, you salt it. There's a killing effect. Well, the churches in America, the Christian churches, have been, they look great, but they are not, they have no power, none. And because of that, what has moved in and crept into this nation is great evil. And everyone internationally is looking at the great evil taking place in this country. Go back to 2020. Look at the riots. You think the government was going to allow that in the 70s? No, they stepped in. There was protest. But I'll tell you what, there was justice afterwards too. You have no justice. None. Zero. And it's getting worse. Look at what's happening here to the President of the United States, still President of the United States, Donald Trump, in exile, basically, in his own country. Joe Biden isn't the president. The one that's running behind the scenes, running things behind the scenes, you know who it is. You just don't want to deep back, clear back in your mind, way back, where it's so dark. You can't even, you know it's there, but you just don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe that Barack Obama is still running the show. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you can't see it. But way back, you're thinking, could it be, could it possibly be that Barry Satoru, in that compound that he calls his basement, with all the intelligence, working with Strzok, and with all these people still to this very day, working with senior executive services throughout this country, working with all the agencies in the continuity of government, working with every one of the 17 intelligence agencies, with all branches of the military. You don't want to believe it. You don't want to even entertain the thought that Donald Trump is still the president, but he's in exile. And that really, the hand inside the glove, Joe Biden's just the glove, just the shell. But the hand and the power behind everything happening in this country, the racial wars, the racial divide, the divide amongst the sexes, the divide amongst the classes, the divide between the Republicans, the Democrats, the Christians, the non-Christians, who is giving those giving direction to the woke movement, allowing George Soros to buy these district attorneys all over this country. This is rebellion. Rebellion against the Constitution of the United States of America. But clear back in your mind, you know there's that possibility that Barry Satoru has not left, really. He stated one time that Elvis has left the building. And remember, he was caught 15 billion times every time he opened his mouth lying to the American people when he was president. Just like Hillary Clinton, every time she'd open her mouth, lies, but she wasn't president. Nevertheless, she did her Hillary thing. The Hillary and the Obama connection. So, now, going back to the article. This was out of the Gateway Pundit. This was today. Yesterday, I'm sorry. The supremacy of the United States dollar. This is the end. This is the end. You're watching the end of the American dollar. This is why the United States' new strategy is to bring in a digital currency. Your credit card, they can control it. Your bank account, they can control it. It's not going to be the same in the other alternate system that Russia and China are putting together. It's going to be a protected system between the nations, because they know already if they want to be successful, they have to be on the up and up. The supremacy of the U.S. dollar as a currency of international trade, especially in the oil markets, is over, according to Fox Business, reported yesterday. Then also, China and Malaysia, this is what's going on in Asia that nobody sees. China, Malaysia to discuss Asian Monetary Fund to reduce dependence on U.S. dollar. They're going to have their own monetary fund. They're going to have their own system where these nations can go to borrow from so that they can rebuild their nations, they can fund their industry. They're going to have an alternate system. Malaysia is reviving a decades-old proposal to create an Asian monetary fund to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar, and China being open to talks about the matter. Now, remember, China wants to make sure that it's going to have its little... The Chinese government wants its hand in everything, because China also wants to control. But even some of these nations, they're doing this separate even from China. They're doing it separately of the dollar, the yen, separate from the ruble, separate from the English pound, the British pound. They want their own, even separating themselves from the Chinese yen. The Asian Prime Minister is Anwar Ibrahim. When I met with President Xi Jinping, he immediately said, I refer to Anwar's proposal on the Asian Monetary Fund, and he welcomed discussions. Anwar, who also served as the country's finance minister, told the Malaysian parliament on Tuesday, China is open to talk with Malaysia on forming an Asian Monetary Fund in an effort to reduce dependency on the U.S. dollar. No reason for Malaysia to continue depending on the dollar, he added. Anwar said, he shelved forming an Asian Monetary Fund during the first stint as finance minister in the 1990s. At the time, the idea failed to gain traction as the U.S. dollar was still seen as strong. So they've talked about this for three decades, but they couldn't do it. I'll tell you why. The time wasn't right. Now, behind the scenes, you may not see it. I do. I'm a minister. I'm a pastor. Whatever you want to call me, Bible teacher, prophecy teacher, you can, whatever. But I know the time wasn't right. Behind the scenes, what most people can't see is the hand of an invisible God who does involve himself with the direction that mankind goes through time. We have free will, but even our free will get us in trouble. So he is involved. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast1360KHNC.com.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Howdy, this is Pastor Bruce Miller from Foothills Baptist Church. Resurrection Sunday is just around the corner, and we want to invite you to come worship our risen Savior with us Sunday, April 9th at Foothills Baptist Church, 9:30 a.m. We're located at 4000 West 22nd Street, just off Morning Drive on the west side of Loveland. That's 9:30 a.m. Resurrection Sunday at Foothills Baptist Church, 4000 West 22nd Street.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will it try to change things? Okay, so you're wondering, okay, I always talk about there's going to be two alternate economic systems in the world at the time that Christ returns. I always talk about this. It's in the Bible. You may not see it. You may not understand it. I'm going to explain it to you. Now, what's happening right now is, from my view, as a Bible prophecy teacher, that I'm watching Russia and China, and I'm watching the globalist West, and I've been watching and talking to this audience for 2 months, and I'm redundant, because I have to be. Seven times you have to hear something or go through a procedure seven times before it's in your long-term memory. Seven times. That's pretty much the average. If you're in the military, they teach you how to take apart that weapon, put it back together, apart, together. You don't get it, really. You're not comfortable with it till roughly the seventh time, unless you're exceptional, which I'm not. It would probably take me, well, maybe 7.5. But I'm not going to get it on the first, second, third, or fourth. Other things, yeah, but I didn't want to be a mechanic because you pretty much have to have a photographic mind if you're going to be an excellent mechanic. Because you got to remember which wire went where, which end was which, this new technology. You better be a genius. You're going to make good money. But now, I'm going to go back to my point. I'm watching Bible prophecy taking place. If you see it through my eyes, there has to be two systems, economic systems in the world. You cannot just have the economic system of the Antichrist in America and forced upon the European nations, Canada. No, the Antichrist system of America is only one system. It will be the great control system for the American people. But you have to have an alternate system. So where is this in the Bible? I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to give it to you in a story, in a proverb, or here's what Christ said in Matthew 25. The Son of Man is going to come. Jesus Christ is going to come a second time. He's going to be known as the Son of Man. He's going to come in His glory. All the angels are going to come with Him. And He's going to sit on His throne of glory. And He's going to gather all of the nations, all the people of the nations before Him. And He's going to separate the nations from each other, as a shepherd would separate the sheep from the goats. Because sheep and goats are different. Goats are very destructive. They're very hardy. Sheep are pretty timid and dumb. And they are just different. But they are loved. He's going to set the sheep on the right hand, which is the hand of authority and power and prominence. But the goats are going to sit on the left hand, which shame. Then in verse 34, then the king is going to say to these people on the right hand, he's going to say to them, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world, the millennial kingdom. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. You gave me hospitality. I was naked, you clothed me. You helped me with my nakedness. I was sick, I wasn't well, you visited me. I was in prison. No one comes to visit me in prison, people in prison, but you came and you visited me. Verse 37. Then the righteous, these individuals, these sheep who live righteously, are going to say, Lord, they don't even know what he's talking about. They don't know who he is. They're perplexed. They're mystified. They're thinking, when? And they ask him the question, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we feed you? Or when were you thirsty and we gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in? When did we see you naked and we gave you clothing to hide your shame? When did we see you sick, or in prison? And when did we come to you? So these people don't even know Jesus Christ. They don't even know this Son of Man. And he's telling them that he's going to give them his kingdom. And the king, Christ is the king, shall answer and say to them, verily, truthfully, I'm telling you honestly, insomuch as you did it to one of these, the least esteemed of my brethren. Some are esteemed higher than others, but even the lowest, who was esteemed the least, even because you helped the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. These people don't even know Jesus Christ. They didn't even know who he was in their lifetime. Maybe somebody told them about Jesus Christ being the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ being the very God himself. They didn't pay attention. They didn't know until this day. when he gives them eternal life and gives them the kingdom. Then he says to the others, those on the left hand, depart from me, you who are cursed. You are cursed to eternal fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, you didn't give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. You didn't give me hospitality. I was naked, you left me naked. I was sick, you left me in my sickness and my torment and my pain. You didn't visit me. I was in prison, I didn't have no freedom. You didn't come to visit me in prison. And then these people will say to him, Lord, they didn't know him either. When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and didn't minister to you? When? We didn't know anything about this. And he'll say to them, insomuch, I'm going to tell you the truth. You didn't do it to the least of these, my brethren, who was the least esteemed, who was in the levels of life, the least. You didn't do it to the least of these, because you didn't even do it to the least, because you were so selfish and evil. Go into eternal punishment. Now, we're going to continue, and I'll show you the economic systems at the end of the world when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
So I have just read to you exactly what is happening today internationally. Two separate economic systems. In the economic system of Antichrist, you cannot buy, you cannot sell, do anything financially without taking the mark of the beast. Antichrist will not control all of the economies of all of the nations in the world. Basically, America, Canada, some of the European nations, but not all of them. The alternate system is why these people in this little account, in this parable, these people who did not know Christ, they are able to spend money, to feed, to drink, to travel, that they can feed these least esteemed of Christ's brethren. They can visit them in prison. They can visit them in hospitals. They will be able to, they have resources to give them something to drink, give them food. They're able to travel. A completely separate system than the Antichrist system. And they have the ability to help Christ's children during the great, great tribulation. They'll be able to help God's people and people in mankind. But in the Antichrist system, how are they going to do that if Antichrist is controlling every digit, every zero, every one digitally? So this is why right now we're watching China and Russia. God, who is outside of time, is and is in time, and he is hastily, I'm telling you, the hardest times are coming. Antichrist is about ready to come on the stage. And so God is using China and Russia quickly. We are watching. When I read you these articles, China, Malaysia to discuss Asian money fund to reduce dependence on U.S. dollar. BRICS, common currency soon. India and China stepping up to counter U.S. dollar's dominance. More prominent currencies, abandoning U.S. dollars to ignore U.S. fleet to boost oil production. We're seeing God using these nations quickly. This is frightening to me. God is moving so quickly with these nations. Here in Saudi Arabia, they're abandoning the dollar. They're going to use the yuan. China and India, they're going to trade. All these Asian nations, Brazil, the southern nations, other nations are now joining up in Central Europe, Eastern Europe. They're joining in with Russia and their currency. These currencies are rushing quickly to put together a system that is independent of America's Antichrist economic digital network put together by the World Economic Forum. They've been putting this together since the 70s. But now, nothing happened with the alternate system. It was talked about here, like I read earlier, the guy from Malaysia talked about it in 1990, but the time wasn't right. Vladimir Putin had to come into power. Vladimir Putin had to sit down in 2010, roughly, with the Chinese president at that time. And now Russia has been working on a plan to bring in a group of powerful nations, Brazil, India, China, Russia, South Africa, into the system of the BRICS network. And they have been getting other nations on board. These nations will be the nations that Antichrist is going to use American technology to destroy. These nations that aren't going to go along with the Antichrist digital system, America is going to be used according to what it says in Jeremiah. I've read the verses on this station. I have to. You cannot be a good historian or a Bible teacher without blending history, current events, and the Bible and the prophecies of the Bible together. Anybody who can do that, that person will give a clear view to the world as it really is than anybody else. I can't deny it. That's the way I see it. That's the way I understand it. I know the value of current events. I just read them to you. I'm watching. And now you're watching. God is using these nations. China? Would God use a communist nation that is totally totalitarian? Absolutely. God uses all things. He uses a wolf to kill, you know, to kill a deer or an elk that is innocent because it's part of creation. God uses the wicked in his plan too. He's using Schwab, Soros, Biden, Obama, Clinton. He's using the wicked to show the people of the world that there is evil, that there is a devil. There is another individual behind the curtain that you can't see through. It's an invisible world down the rabbit hole that you can't see evil unless evil develops and you can see it actually like a tree. You see a seed, you don't know what that seed is, you plant it, you water it, you let it grow, then you know what the tree. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Are any of these people involved in all the evil in the world bringing forth anything good? No, they can only bring forth evil, hardship, hurt, death, misery.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, this is this is Passover week. This is Holy Wednesday, and on Wednesday, while Christ was alive, this was the day where he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Judas went to the priests, and they gave him 30 pieces of silver. He was betrayed. The world has been betrayed by the wicked. How many more Passovers are we going to have before Christ returns that second time? 20? No way. 15? No way. 10? No way. I would say 9, 10, max. We're winding down on the Passovers before Christ comes and reveals himself as Messiah to the Jewish people who are still in a blindness. This was the day that Christ was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. And you have these individuals in the world exactly the same. They have sold their souls and betrayed mankind for 30 pieces of silver. I'm not ashamed to say Klaus Schwab or George Soros or Hillary or Barack or the Bushes or the Clintons or many of the others that have betrayed their fellow man in this country and internationally, people in the World Health Organization, and how about Bill Gates of hell, the compadre to the coming Antichrist, I believe. Not ashamed to say it. Why? Because there's no time to play guess to know which gopher is going to come out of the hole and the name of that gopher. No, these gophers, I believe, we're seeing the two most evil men ever that are going to work together. Barry Satoro and Bill Gates of hell. These are the two of my picks. These are the two that through observation and research, study, these are the two people in Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 13. The coming son of perdition and the false prophet. We're watching God to save the world. He now is using Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, all the other nations that are going to join and work together in an alternative trading economic system of trade, commerce, diplomacy. They're going to work together, these nations, against the one great empire that is in the Bible called America or Babylon the Great of the end of the world. There are only two Babylons in the Bible, ancient Babylon and end of the world Babylon. Ancient Babylon sat in the desert in the ocean of sand. The end of the world Babylon sits between two mighty, massive, great oceans, the Atlantic on the east, the Pacific on the west. This is a reality where in our minds, in this country, a transition is going to have to take place. And the only one that can help you with that transition is the Lord Jesus. He alone is going to help you transition the reality of what is coming. This is Holy Wednesday. God bless you in your Holy Wednesday. Be at peace. Talk to you tomorrow on Holy Thursday. Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth, 1360, KHNC.com for podcast.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.